This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Is Katrezra about?
No, actually. He disappeared a few nights ago without telling
anyone. Oh, son of a bitch.
God damn it. This is like a mystery.
The leads grow cold and frustration sets in.
I didn't read the journal.
Because I'm reading the journal. I can read, you know.
Please,
you know I can read.
Why do all of you keep yelling?
Shut up.
What was your question?
We're asking the questions here.
But a thorough room search.
And is that it in the room? Or is there furniture? Is there books?
There's a chamber pot.
I searched that thoroughly.
And a few well-timed sense motives.
Can I sense motive?
I'm also going to try to sense your motive.
I'll join the party.
Sense motive.
Oh, I rolled a 20. 23.
Will lead to the biggest break in the case.
Shut up. Oh, shucks.
Shut the front.
Whoa.
Oh, it's... Oh,
awesome.
Thank
sauce.
The adventure continues now.
Hey guys, this is Grant, aka Baron the Gunslinging Dwarf. We're going to learn a lot more about the situation surrounding Roderick's death today. If you'd like the pod, please subscribe at iTunes and follow us at glasscannonpodcast.tumblr.com and follow us on Twitter at glasscannonpod. Without further ado, here's our episode.
All right, so you have pretty much asked everything you wanted to ask of Brynja. So what do you want to do next?
Well, we're going to the sanctuary, right? To, what's his face?
Katrezra?
Katrezra.
So you're going to go look for Katrezra at the sanctuary.
Right.
Cool.
Yes.
Sounds like a plan. All right, so you show up at the sanctuary. It is Trunau's Church of Yomadai. So what are your main orders of business right now? You're trying to find Katrezra.
Well, he's got a journal. Supposedly, he's got a journal.
Okay.
Or knows about Roderick's journal.
Right.
And we just realized that Roderick is a writer of some kind. He writes plays and shit.
So. Poems too, right?
Poems. Yeah, plays and poems. So maybe this guy knows a little bit about it. I don't know. I mean, basically I'm trying to piece together the connection between Roderick being an artist, Roderick investigating this situation, how maybe they cross paths to him getting on the wrong side of the wrong people and getting himself killed. A good first step is just getting the journal, I guess. I mean, you always want a murder victim's journal.
Yeah.
You're never like, nah, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
Oh, somebody just walked into the room and...
He was a white male, about 6'10", and he has a knife and he's about to step.
And it just sort of trails off here.
There's no more after that?
That's it.
What a mystery.
A mystery.
Now there's new handwriting. It's to the murderer. I killed Roger.
My name and address is...
all right, so you're at the sanctuary, and you guys walk in, I'm assuming?
Now, don't you know...
Kick the door down.
Doesn't Galabras... Don't you know your way around here?
I work here. Right.
And what do you do at the sanctuary?
I'm a healer. Like, I tend to the wounded.
Are you afraid that you're going to get sick yourself by touching their sores?
No. I'm not, like, a superstitious... Like, I'm not a bushman.
Like, you're not a doctor without borders.
I'm a trained healer.
But the gods must be crazy.
Yeah, I'm like Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah. All right. So you know most of the people that work and live here. So when you guys come in, you're greeted immediately by a young woman named Tayari Varvedos. And Galabras, you know that she is the cleric of Yomadai, like the high priestess here at the sanctuary, and she's originally from Lastwall, which is sort of a more happening town.
Yeah, I know Lastwall.
You're familiar with Lastwall.
Yeah.
And she's like, Galabras, welcome.
Hello. As you may know, we are investigating Roderick's murder. And
Yes, very sad.
Oh, sad indeed. And we have reason to believe that his journal is on the premises. Would you be able to direct us to said journal?
I don't know anything about Roderick keeping a journal. My only sort of memories of him, of the patrol captain, is coming in here to meet with Kretrezra. You know Kretrezra, a longtime half-orc resident of the sanctuary. And he's been here frequently in the past few weeks meeting with Kretrezra. I would occasionally overhear them muttering about ghosts and half-orcs and hope knives and white swords, but I wasn't able to parse out any of the information, more meaningful details.
Oh, when you say white swords, you're talking about the graffiti, right?
Or again, I just sort of overheard this, those sort of things.
You're useless!
Galabras, there's no reason to yell.
I'm stage yelling.
Is Kretrezra about?
No, actually. He disappeared a few nights ago without telling anyone.
Oh, son of a bitch.
God damn it. This is like a mystery.
This is like some sort of mystery.
But I will tell you this.
He has a journal?
He did leave. It was rather strange of him to leave, because normally he lets us know of his comings and goings if he's going to be gone for a while. I will say he left his bed neatly made, so I don't suspect any strangeness, any foul play.
He wasn't kidnapped, you mean?
I don't think so.
The kidnapper made his bed on his way out.
Now that you mention it, though, it was rather odd of Kretrezra to leave on the same day that Roderick's body was discovered.
Has he left the sanctuary often before, and for how long?
He'll come and go, but you know he has a crippling condition which causes him considerable physical pain and drastically limits his mobility, so he never goes far.
Syphilis. Is that what it is?
No.
Stop beating around the bush. And just,
nothing worse than syphilis in the bush.
So Kretrezra, I'm sorry, so what does Kretrezra do here?
I'm glad you asked. Let me just find it here in my notes.
Yeah.
He's a seer. People will come to him. He came here to seek sanctuary long ago and has become a devout follower of the Inheritor, Yomadai. But you know his life story. He has not shared much with me. Perhaps Brantos would know more.
Can you explain to me who Yomadai is?
She is the goddess of this sanctuary.
Is she good?
She's a good god, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
She's great. God is good.
She's like a more militant version of Desna. That's how I kind of see her.
Okay.
Yeah, like her symbol is a white sword, so it's...
She's all about fighting for the faith.
Yes. Yeah. A crusader, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does this Tayari?
Tayari.
Does Tayari carry weapons and wear armor and stuff like that?
She is a...
She look like a fighting cleric?
No, I mean...
Fighting cleric.
I'm sure she can swing a mace with the best of them. But yeah, she looks like she's been around. But right now, her main duties are in healing and in keeping the faith.
Does she have a... Have you cast her with an actress?
I haven't. I should, though. I cast all the other NPCs you guys have met.
Oh.
But yeah, no, I don't know who she is. She's pretty attractive for a.
I suggest Margot Kidder.
I said attractive.
Oh right. Oh yeah, sorry.
And she's young.
Miss Varvatos.
Please call me Ms. Varvatos.
I'm also a militant feminist,
Senorita Varvatos.
I see.
Have you noticed an influx of orcs coming on through the sanctuary lately?
I haven't noticed them in the sanctuary, per se, but there has been a large number of half-orcs in the city. It's funny you mention that. I mean, this is a place where they should feel safe, but yes, it's a good observation.
Do any of them come in here injured, looking for help?
No. No, they do not.
May we have access to Katresra's room, take a look around?
Sure, just see Brantos. He can take you there.
So Galabras knows Brantos, right?
Yeah, he's like probably the only other prominent character at the sanctuary. His name is Brantos Calderon. He's a human male paladin. And he came with High Priestess Varvedos from last wall when they migrated here.
After unsuccessfully trying to murder Sonny Crockett.
I don't get that joke.
It's a Miami Vice joke. All right.
Is Calderon the bad guy?
Calderon was like the bad guy. That's the reason that, that Tubbs like came down from New York, because he was having a trouble.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Right.
I'm sorry.
A little something for all ages.
I said I'm old. I'm old.
I have a Tango and Cash reference later.
Save that up for later.
Yeah. Keep it in the chamber.
They came over. You know that they came from the castle, Castle Farine in Last Wall. They were previously working there.
How do you spell Farine?
Farine, F-I-R-R-I-N-E, and they came there to Trinau. From there to Trinau.
How long ago?
A few years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is Brantos at the moment?
Oh, he should be down the hallway.
Hmm.
All right, so I'm going down the hallway?
Down that creepy hallway that's dimly lit. You have dark vision, I'm assuming.
I have 40 feet dark vision.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Then all should be fine.
I have 60 foot. That's pretty sweet.
Is it actually dark?
It's not the size of your dark vision.
I'm going to mosey on down there.
Yeah, okay. I will also. Yeah. I'll follow.
As will I.
I will saunter, not mosey.
I'm going to keep an eye. Lork's going to keep an eye on our back, just because. Even though it's a sanctuary, it's a safe place. We did have an attempted assassination last night, so I think he's going to be keeping an eye out for anybody trying to follow us in here that might be tracking us.
It's smart.
Howie emerges from Grumley's robes and just perches on the top of her head. Stinger right there. Well,
classic Lork to stay away from the action, by the way, at a stupid desk doing paper.
Hey, he's trying to keep you safe. I don't know why.
Tyari says to Gormley, please, no pets in the sanctuary. We have a strict no pets policy here at the sanctuary.
Sure.
But you're cool with horrifying witches.
all are welcome.
Hey, look, man.
I wish I had more insight into your investigation. Yomadai's light shines on those who seek the truth, however, and you are always welcome at the sanctuary, be you witch or halfy.
Son of a bitch!
Should you need healing or any other assistance, Yomadai be with you.
All right, so we'll talk to this Brantos fella.
Okay.
Find this Brantos cat.
So you walk down the sanctuary. Actually, it's not big, but it's decent size, and you walk down this hallway, and there's sort of stained glass windows streaming in colored light with the white sword of Yomadai, other pictures of like what you would assume would be Yomadai holding a sword high in the air. It's very pretty. And you see Brantos just sort of leaning on a pillar at the end of the hallway. He's a pretty buff-looking dude, and he's got full plate on with the sword of Yomadai on his chest plate.
Hello, Brantos.
Ho there, Gil.
How you doing?
It's so creepy.
Gormley is creepy as shit.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Like, I think Galabras is particularly kind of skeeved out, at least at this point, by Gormley.
You know what that means? You guys are going to end up lovers.
That's right.
By season 6.
I'm excited about that. But
she'll take off her witch hat.
I'm excited to role play that.
Well, we're going to work through all the pairings, and then eventually it'll just have to be end up being Gormley and Galabras.
All you shippers out there, get ready for your slash fiction. We look forward to reading it. Okay, so Brantos. We're looking for Katresra. Could you let us into his room?
Sure. I mean, there's not much to see. He leads you down the hallway, and it's kind of like a straw pallet. Very simple.
But well-made.
But well-made, yes. A well-made straw pallet. It's very neat. Everything's, but it's very humble.
Is Katresra kind of an ascetic, like a Siddhartha character?
I don't know what those words mean.
Like a monk.
I don't know.
But I think that it was Baron.
What do those words mean?
He said monkish.
Monkish.
Yeah, they lose all their worldly possessions to be kind of spiritual.
Got it.
Reaching nirvana type of stuff.
I know that Katresra's past was very painful. And while the half-orc has no love for his full-blooded kin, the seer is a benevolent man who has a soft spot for his fellow half-orcs. And he has proved himself a loyal defender of Trunau on multiple occasions, has many friends in town, but I do not know where the seer has vanished to.
When is the last time you saw him?
It would be 2 days ago, so the day of Roderick's body was discovered.
I see. And you don't remember anything noteworthy in his manner or anything he said?
Katresra
left?
No, I mean, I know Roderick had been here more frequently as of late. I had some dealings with him, but mostly it was just friendly. Hello, that kind of stuff. Katresra always seemed happy to see him.
Do you like Katresra?
Oh, he's great. He's wonderful. He's a wonderful old man. He's had a very, very hard past, but he still maintains a pleasant demeanor.
Has Katresra met with any other people besides Roderick recently?
Not to my knowledge.
Do people come to the sanctuary to see him for any specific reason?
It's possible people come to the sanctuary for all manner of reasons. I'm here as a defender of the faith. I don't pry into people's doings.
Does seer mean he's some sort of like a fortune teller? Could he
prophet
tell people's
type
fortunes?
Thing.
Oracle?
That's what I mean. My question is, like, do people come to him for prophecy?
For, like, readings, or...
He... You know, I don't like to speak too much about other people, but I know he was raised among orcs and suffers from painful afflictions and weeping sores that were gained from his time at the Brinstone Haruspex. Which you may know is an orc temple in the caldera of a smoking volcano in the Kodar Mountains. And it's said...
I totally knew that. Oh, yeah.
It's said that the fumes of those volcanoes supposedly grant insight into the future, but the sulfurous gases maimed him, and symptoms of his overexposure to these elements still trouble him. At the same time, he's gained minor oracular powers from inhaling the fumes, and he left the barbarous orcs to seek sanctuary here.
Could Treasure ever do any type of community outreach? Did he ever leave sanctuary to spend time with kind of a orc section of Trunau or anything like that?
To my knowledge, no. He's in considerable pain. He can't get very far.
Can I?
Which is all the more strange that he would leave.
Can I do a perception check on the room?
Sure.
I also shall do this.
As will I.
Galabras got 15.
Ooh.
21 for Gormley.
22 for Baron.
18 for Lork.
Gormley and Baron just find like residue of weeping sores.
Ew.
Come on.
Ew. Ew.
Gormley.
So there's a
I'm
straw
glad
pallet.
I rolled low.
So there's a straw pallet in the room. There's no. Is there a night desk or a
Excuse
candle?
Me.
Or?
There is a neatly made straw pallet.
Yeah, sorry. Neatly made straw pallet. And is that it in the room, or is there furniture? Is there books?
There's a chamber pot, and...
I search that thoroughly. I stick my head all the way in just to make sure I don't miss anything.
Oh, boy.
All right. Roll a fortitude save.
Stink cloud.
I have a plus six bonus against chamber pots on fortitude save.
So it is basically it's kind of like a prison cell.
Yeah,
It's just
why would he leave?
It's like living. It's like living at the YMCA type of thing.
No, it's just very very humble.
Spare.
I mean, this guy was
anything on the walls? Is there any?
Yeah, there's a poster of Brigitte Bardot.
check under it. He tunneled out.
He tunneled out with a spoon.
So, Brantos, what is it exactly you do?
Yeah,
I know you.
Where were you?
You're a
2 days ago.
You're a defender of the faith.
Well, how do I put this in layman's terms? I'm basically your average lawful good male human paladin, who happens to be fourth level.
All right,
attack.
Does that answer your question?
Let me ask you this.
No, I'm just trying to ascertain who the hell he actually knows.
He doesn't work for the militia. I mean, he works as a defender of Iomedai. Now, that being said, it's not like people are coming like, tear down the temple! But...
he's like a security guard.
He's basically a security guard. So he's church security guard.
He's like the Swiss guards in Vatican City. Like, wearing their, like... Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Those guys are badasses.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're, like, super well-trained.
Because they wear
the
really
ones with
dumb.
The crazy outfits are a little different, but yeah.
Okay. God, man.
So here's what we understand. He left the morning... Wait, was it the day Roderick was found dead in his room? That day he was here that morning and then left?
I saw him the night before, and I'm up throughout the night, and I saw him, but the next morning he had left.
So, but you didn't actually see him leave.
I did not.
And this is the morning, again, this is the not of the Hope morning, not of the Hope Night ceremony, but the morning we woke up and found Roderick dead.
Right, so the following day.
Is there any chance that somebody else here could have seen him leave? Is there anybody else that was here at the time? Is anybody resting or recovering? Or
There are always supplicants and... visitors, but you know, I know everyone that comes and goes.
Let me ask you a question. Does the name Malira ring a bell with you?
No, I don't know that name.
All right, let's go to the House of Wonders.
Thanks for nothing.
Huge waste of time. Thanks.
And clean that fucking chamber pot.
And get this sore residue. We need sore residue out of here.
We find you just leaning against a wall in a hallway and there's sore residue. Like,
well, I didn't roll as high a perception check. I had no way of seeing those sores.
Listen, fuck you, Brantos. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
One more thing, Brantos.
Yes.
Don't leave town.
Oh, God.
Seriously, don't.
No, that's not even a joke. Don't leave town.
Don't leave town.
I wish I had more useful information, but
I do too.
The only impression I had from Roderick is that he was investigating something. I have no idea what the focus of his investigation might have been, but he seemed to enjoy his work.
I'm just imagining like how horrible it would be if like... you were in a situation where, like, real cops, like detectives, were asking you if you knew something about a crime, and just
Troy?
Because you didn't,
me,
no, a person, like, and they ask you about, you know, did you see this person? You're like, no, I didn't see them, and you're not lying, you just like didn't, and they're like, you know what? Fuck you, the detectives are just like, go fucking fuck yourself, man, and they leave because they're just pissed that their jobs aren't going well. How much would that suck?
We'll be back.
Well, it's kind of like the Law and Order thing. Like, why are these people moving boxes so angry?
Right.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
You guys want to go to the House of Wonders? Meet Agrit?
I mean, that's our only remaining lead, isn't it, at the moment?
Okay, so, well, I feel like they're... If you're telling us there's no way anybody that is still here saw him leave, because I think it matters if he left in the middle of the night or if he left in the morning, you know, or because he easily could have left in the morning to just go about his day and then been kidnapped outside of the sanctuary, you know, or he could have, you know, tidied everything up and left purposefully in the middle of the night. I mean, if he was going to see the future, could he see this coming? Could he see something like this happen? Did he try to stop it?
These are all good, great questions.
All good questions for Katresra.
I think we go to the House of Wonders because there's only Varvedos and Calderon here. And if we still don't have any leads, we can head over to the local drinking hole.
Yeah, sounds good.
Now,
and we can always cycle back to the sanctuary because they're not leaving town.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you can revisit. You guys can revisit places as well. Right now, you're on the...
We're sorry, that level is closed now. You cannot go back.
We also haven't talked to Halgra.
Oh, no, we haven't. She might be a tough one to get an audience
Have we talked to Roderick's father?
Nope, haven't talked to him either. Yeah, there's lots of leads.
You're in the northern part of town right now.
I don't think we should talk to Roderick's father until we have some more info.
Yeah, I agree.
He might be just totally in the dark.
Yeah.
especially if
I mean, we can definitely bring up Brenya to him and but see how so he reacts.
Roderick's father lives at the Longhouse, and Roderick lived there as well. Like, he just stayed in this inn for a night.
Right.
But he lived there, right? So, like...
Yeah, he lives at the Longhouse.
Yeah, so maybe there's a journal there of some kind.
We haven't been there. Have we been
no.
there?
No. Well, I think we were, like, at the door.
No, and we visited Curse there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you know right now about Cotresra?
We know that he was a seer of some kind. He was meeting with Roderick somewhat regularly and even at a higher frequency just before his murder. And he
had a terrible...
He seems to be a good dude who had a hard life, and he tries to help people out mostly. I don't know that that was a lie. I doubt it. And then he disappeared the day Roderick got murdered.
Right.
And they may have talked about ghosts with each other, according to... Barbados.
Ghosts?
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, she said ghosts, half-orcs, hope knives, and white swords.
Ghosts.
Ghosts?
Why would Roderick talk to Cotresra about a hope knife?
Right.
Well, that is fishy.
Cotresra, because of the half-orc ancestry, might be a good person to confide in about his secret love with Brenya.
Sure.
So
true.
They were probably talking about that. Hopefully,
he went to see her to ask if she'd give it up.
You guys.
Will
also,
you fuck me?
You guys also see there's a cliff face behind the sanctuary that you guys can see out the window, and behind it there's a giant white sword, one of those white sword cross things painted on it, and it kind of overlooks the sanctuary. More graffiti.
Wow.
You know, he's Cotresra was here, left the day of the murder. He's all fucked up. He couldn't have got far wherever he
was. Sorry. So this part of town, the southern part of town,
northern part of.
Town. Oh no, I see. Okay, so like the southern part of town is like on a big plateau, right?
Basically, like you see the city walls there.
Mm-hmm.
That area, that's the inner ward, I think it's called. That's raised. Okay. And so where you guys are all leads up to that. The area you're in is you're near the Ramble House and you're near Clamor.
Right. Okay.
And like, yeah, the House of Wonders and all that shit.
Right. Well, let's go to the House of Wonders.
Sure. What is the House of Wonders?
It's a magical place. Actually, that's exactly what it is. What is it, Skid, again?
It's a magic store.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah. So you got like...
Fake potions and stuff?
Fake dog poo.
Can of snakes.
Card tricks.
It's like a Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah.
There's a Chris Angel specialty set you can get there. It's
run cool. By a really creepy old guy.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, so you show up there, and it's, later in the afternoon, evening is approaching, and you walk inside, and you see this... really attractive woman that's kind of good. She's got a lot of piercings and colored hair.
Actress?
Damn it, I should prepare these ahead
God
of time.
God damn it.
I don't know. she's a dwarf, though.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna...
Sarah Morninghawk's wife is a dwarf.
A hot dwarf.
Is what's wrong with
so
that?
This is an
interspecies
lesbian couple.
Interracial, interspecies lesbian.
Couple. Interspatial.
How interspatial is good for them.
Once I see this, I'm already aware that Agrit is the wife, and Baron is circumspect at seeing a dwarf in a relationship with a half orc. There's the subtext.
I like that he has no problems with the lesbianism, though. It's very forward.
No.
Forward thinking of him.
No, that's hot.
We're all patting ourselves on the back for how open minded we are. Can I roll for that?
Yes.
Alright, I strike my back with great vigor.
Okay, so you see she's behind the counter, just kind of mulling about. The counter is very low. It's a very low counter.
You want to take the lead on this, there, Baron?
Yeah.
Try to charm
you fellas come here for some fake gum?
I'm going to mosey on up to her. I say, howdy, ma'am. Are you Miss Stargrinder? Stagging Star.
I get that a lot. No, it's Stagging Star. Agrit Stagensdar. I'm surprised a fellow dwarf wouldn't know how to pronounce a dwarven name. I come from a long line of Stagensdars.
We were just coming by here. We just spoke with your wife, Sarah.
Sarah.
We're currently...
Congrats on the biceps, by the way.
Oh, we're a muscular couple.
We're currently investigating the recent unfortunate death of Roderick.
Ah, yes, very, very tragic. He was a wonderful man and an important citizen of Trunau.
Did you, do you happen to have much relations with him?
I don't go that way.
No.
Oh.
Friendly discussion.
Oh, friendly discussion. I mean, I knew of him. Everyone knew Roderick, but nothing beyond pleasantries.
Oh, did he ever buy anything from you?
He loved joy buzzers. this huge thing for joy buzzers. No, I can't particularly remember. Maybe when he was younger, this was more of his thing. But he was a man. He had no time for magic.
So you haven't talked to Roderick at all recently?
I haven't.
Can I sense motive?
Sure.
Don't trust her. She's a dwarf.
I'm also going to try to sense her motive.
I'll join the party.
11.
16.
Damn it.
Oh, wait.
19.
Oh.
Gormley, you get the sense that it's not that she's lying, but there's something maybe she's not saying.
Ooh.
Boom.
So, Agrit, did you say?
Yes.
If that's your real name.
It is.
I didn't say that.
Oh. It's rather rude.
Tell me, who does come into this kind of shop?
I mean, people who are...
If not men.
Interested in magic. I'm a wizard, so I can teach them whatever I can in my own search for greater knowledge.
There have been a lot of half-orcs around town recently.
There have.
Have they come in?
I haven't seen them in here, no. And I'm here every day.
How about Katrezra? Have you seen him recently?
No, I haven't. I haven't. Who's he? The
sense
old...
motive.
Sense motive.
Oh, I rolled a 20. 23.
She definitely knows about Katrezra.
Pardon me, I don't mean to be rude. But I feel like you may not be telling us the entire truth.
Well, what interest do you have in Katrezra?
He's a friend of the deceased, and we feel that he may have valuable information. And he has recently disappeared, which is also quite curious.
Perhaps you should come with me.
Okay. Well, this took a nice turn.
All right.
I'm not really...
maybe Katrezra's downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
She leads you outside and locks up the store, switches it to, like, back in 15.
Out to lunch.
Out to lunch.
Gone fishing.
And she walks you across town back to Clamor.
Ooh. Whoa.
And you guys walk in and see...
they're going to make out.
Sarah Morninghau. Yeah, they just start scissoring.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, we haven't seen each other in a few hours.
Just can't help themselves.
Wait, just to be clear, a half-orc and a dwarf... The mechanics are mind-boggling.
Oh, she's a blacksmith. She can make all sorts of swings and whatnot for them.
Yeah, they start violently scissoring on the floor of the smithy.
O-M-G.
Sorry, we haven't seen each other in a few hours.
Gormley, you want to get in on that?
Wait, let me get out my sketchbook.
Why do you assume?
She takes you in and says, Sarah.
I can't get the image out. No. Now I'm like, well, what, how is she just talking to us? She's violently scissoring on the floor.
All right. Pull yourself together, Hagrid.
I'm sorry. Oh my God.
Now, mind you, I did cast Sarah Morninghawk. She's played by a bald Serena Williams.
Yes, right. Okay.
Is she wearing a purple tennis skirt right now, too? Okay.
Excellent Smithy uniform. Yeah.
She's ripped, tatted up, pierced, like multiple piercings in her ear.
Okay.
And Hagrid says, Sarah, they are asking about Katresra. And Sarah says, lock the door.
Ooh. Ooh.
So Agra goes over and locks the door. And she says, I'll be right back. Sarah walks to the back of the smithy and then comes back with an old, frail half-orc who kind of looks like a green Edward James almost.
I knew it was Miami Vice. I knew it.
Oh, what a callback.
I knew it. Fucking, where's Calderon?
He's at the sanctuary.
Yeah,
he's
at the sanctuary. Oh, sorry, never mind. Carry on.
Oh, my God.
And Sarah says, gentlemen, sorry I wasn't able to tell you this before, but now I know that your motives are just, and I'd like to introduce you to Katresra.
Oh, refer to the Tumblr, everybody. That is a weird old looking dude.
It kind of looks like
he's got some Aztec kind of styled garb
like,
on.
Yeah, like an Inca sort of thing going.
And
yeah.
his eyes.
Is he blind?
He's got those kind of like blindy looking eyes.
Milky
like
cataracts.
Yeah. The eyes that can see what we cannot.
White hair.
Does he have sores, man?
Yeah, all of his arms.
Jeez.
Can I do a quick heel check just to see if I recognize
what so his you're not like walking up to him like, let me see those sores.
No,
just
like
looking
from,
at him.
Yeah, just
well, we know what the affliction is, right? It's from the fumes from the volcanoes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You would just verify that.
All right. Well,
with your roll.
I don't.
Unless you rolled a one, you'd be like, he was attacked by a bear.
Oh, my God. You survived the bear.
Excuse me.
It is I, Werner Herzog, and we're here today with Grizzly Man 2.
It is I.
I look into his milky eyes and see nothing but pain. All right.
So. He says, hello. I'm assuming you're here about Roderick.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
You really are a seer.
He puts his hand to his head, a card to his head. How may I assist you?
When was the last time you talked to Roderick?
It was just probably two nights ago, the night of Ruby's Hope Knife ceremony.
The very night he was murdered.
Yes.
Now, we've been poking around, you know, for good reasons, to figure out what happened to him. We heard you had a bit of a relationship, and you might have been discussing Hope Knives together. What was all that about?
Well, it's no great secret that I was cursed with preternatural visions many years ago during my time with the Empty Hand. That's a orc tribe that Lork would know very well, or know of, a bunch of dicks. Since I left those savages, those dicks, many have sought my counsel into matters ranging from the mundane to the dire, but I'm afraid the omens that assault my dreams are nigh indecipherable, even to me, and I have no means of directing them. Roderick originally approached me to ask for advice while courting Brynja Kelver. Ah, the love-struck fool. Bless his soul. Thought I might have some special insights into the traditions of her people or visions of the couple's everlasting happiness, but... Come now, do I look like the romantic type? what with these sores and all. He smiles and shakes his head, and he's like, I couldn't help him with his relationship, but we gradually became close friends. I'd been experiencing vivid hallucinations of white swords or crosses and dreams of the plague house outside town. When I told him of them, he seemed to think my dreams might help him with his investigation. I told him about my visions as best I could, but the muse of my nightmares is as obtruse as she is unkind.
And what exactly was the investigation about?
To be truthful, I don't even think he knew what he was looking for. Basically, Roderick had run afoul of a flood troll at the plague house not long ago. And the poor fellow was convinced it was not just an isolated incident. He came to me seeking guidance, and his curiosity was piqued by my visions, because I had kept seeing the plague house along with these swords and crosses. I told him that the flood trolls are native to Belkzin, but they rarely roam this far south of the flood road. Since learning of his investigation, though, I have had nightmares unlike any before, and I fear that some greater evil may be at play within Trunau's walls.
So he, so basically Roderick was, he had a run-in with a flood troll at the plague house, and he, and Roderick thought that it was not a random encounter. He thought that it was suspicious of something, not an isolated event is what you said, right?
Right.
Okay.
And Katreza basically, while not trying to make him more worked up, was like, well, it is strange for a flood troll to be this far south.
Okay.
And, can you tell us a little bit more about the plague house?
I have seen many visions of the plague house these past few weeks, and though I can't say with any certainty what these divinations might mean, I believe there is more beneath the ashes of that burned church than soot and rubble. Everybody roll a knowledge local check, or knowledge history.
Okay.
19 knowledge history.
19 for me as well on history.
Gormley's very knowledgeable.
6.
Well, you know, she hangs out in the mountains. What's
my girl's,
she going to do?
My girl's wicked smart.
I don't have either knowledge local or knowledge history, so how do you...
Well, luckily, what
do you do?
You should have knowledge local. You're a cop.
Yeah, I just don't have it.
I'm a good cop, damn it!
Shitty cop if you don't have knowledge local.
Luckily, Gormley and Galabras and Gel...
I'm not like a field cop, that's the thing.
He's not much.
You're behind a desk reading papers all
exactly.
the time. How
he's
did you not
like,
learn about anything?
He's doing like shift changes.
I don't know anything about the town I grew up in.
Listen, Lork, it's okay.
He knows how much time Roderick, how much vacation time Roderick had left this year.
Oh,
that's about
so
it.
So sad.
HR. Guess that's going unpaid.
Roderick,
too soon?
You didn't log your sick days, Roderick. It's me, Lork.
It's me, Lork. I've been sent over about your sick days. About your paid time off.
I've got to go buy more post-it notes for the office.
I'm doing an order. Anybody need anything? Who needs highlighters? Does somebody need more highlighters?
Did you see the Belkzin Staples just opened up around the corner?
It's made my life a lot easier.
So, what is the Plague House?
So, Galabras and Gormley know that the Plague House, some people call it the Burn Church, was actually Trunau's original church of Yomadai, who didn't shut off their phone.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Yeah, so it was Trunau's original church of Yomadai. You guys rolled high enough to know that back in the day, orc raiders burned the building down and killed all the priests within. And then, basically, it didn't just completely destroy the building, so they used what was left of the church of Yomadai to build a new chapel inside. So basically, when orc raiders burned the building down and killed all the priests within, they went and built the new Church of Yomadai inside the city walls, and that's the sanctuary that you guys have been to. In the meantime, what was left of the church became known as the Plague House because following a tragedy about 50 years ago, when Trunau was afflicted with a plague, and so the authorities hastily rebuilt the structure and used it to quarantine all of the plague victims.
They take them out of Trunau and put them in this quarantine facility.
Yeah, it's outside of the city walls, that's why. So they put all the plague victims there, and but then a mysterious fire consumed the building a few days later, killing everyone inside. Patients, healers, everyone, and leaving this infamous site once again in ruins. Since then, people were like, well, clearly this place is cursed, and we're not going to attempt to rebuild it.
Catrezra, you're a seer.
Yes.
Do you believe that spirits walk this earth?
I believe that in everything, there is more than what seems.
We heard Te'ari mentioned that you were discussing ghosts with Catrezra. She overheard. What is this? What is the meaning? What is the meaning of this?
Why are you yelling? Please.
Answer me, damn it!
Smack. I mean, I see ghosts in my visions, but I don't remember speaking specifically about
ghosts of what? To him.
Ghosts of Christmas past.
Oh, no.
I don't remember specifically mentioning ghosts, but I believe in ghosts, and I see them in my dreams. I just don't know what connection they have to anything.
Did you ever have a conversation with Roderick about his journal? About him keeping a journal?
I did. Basically, Roderick had plans to go back to the Plague House, but because of the unease I felt from my visions, I suggested he leave his journal with me, which he did.
Shut up.
Shut the front door.
And he pulls out the journal.
Whoa.
Thank you.
And he says, the night of his death, my visions were even more terrible than usual, though still completely indecipherable. When news of Roderick's death reached me that morning, I knew it must have been foul play, so I fled the sanctuary, fearful that whoever targeted Roderick would come after me as well. His death grieves me to no end, but at least my efforts brought me enough time to share this information with you.
Oh.
And he hands you Roderick's journal.
Troy has just handed Joe an actual physical piece of paper.
Look at that preparation.
It looks like a little book. That's very, very nice.
I put effort into these, even though no one can see this.
Yes, I appreciate it. I can see it.
Maybe it speaks to art.
Here's what it says. Apparently, he's also a good artist because there's sketchings in here.
I drew that. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so how I wish I could divulge my fears and hopes to my beloved Brynja. The risk is too great, of course. I would hate to implicate her in the dire scheme I've only just started to unravel. Not to mention how much I fear her ire over my loss of the hope knife she gifted me. What a fool I have been these past few weeks. And then there's looks like another entry. I still haven't found the hope knife, and whoever's making the replacement at Clamor is certainly taking her time. Catrezra was oddly quiet when I met with him today. When asked for his thoughts, he told me to leave him be and to give up my foolish investigation altogether. I give like a inquisitive eye at Catrezra. He was so supportive of my mission until now. What could have changed his heart so? And then there's one more. Catrezra's visions of the Plague House have been getting more frequent as the days go on. He claims, quote, something wicked lurks beneath the ashes of the past, unquote. I'm fearful of what his strange dreams portend, but I must investigate the Plague House ruins once again. Tonight is Ruby's Hope Knife ceremony. Tomorrow I will search the ashes once more. Catrezra has recommended he hold onto my journal for safekeeping while I am hesitant to part with it. And while I am hesitant to part with it for my writings even for a moment, I know his logic is sound. That was a great decision Roderick made.
Yeah. And there's pictures there of...
So there's it looks like a hope knife, it looks like Brynja, and maybe the Plague House, possibly. Little sketchings of them in the book.
So ask him, ask Catrezra, like, what his deal was.
Okay, so why did you insist that Roderick give up the investigation all of a sudden?
He says, why didn't Galabras just ask me? Why did he ask you?
I didn't read the journal.
Because I'm reading the journal. I can read, you know.
Please, why?
You know I can read.
Why do all of you keep yelling?
Shut up!
What was your question?
We're asking the questions here. Why did you... It says right here that Roderick said you told him to give up the investigation. Why'd you do that?
Because I knew that the Plague House was evil and would only come to bad things. I just hoped he would just start writing a new play and leave that be, whatever was going on there.
So your method of getting him to not go was to tell him it was a foolish investigation that would lead to nothing?
Yes. Shows you how much he listened to me.
Did anyone else help him with this investigation? Jagrin or Cursed or even maybe Halgra?
I would almost 100% say no. This was something he...
A rogue type of thing?
He wanted to do on his own. He was prone to these sort of things. I think he thought...
He didn't log it in his paid time off.
Now is not the time, Lork.
Yes, Lork, we know you can read.
level 10 pencil pusher.
You know, Roderick was as motivated by his courage to protect the town as he was thinking that this would lead to another great adventure that he could write about. It was something he would do on his own.
So he's a foolish asshole then. Okay.
So he doesn't...
Don't speak so ill of the dead.
But he didn't know what he was looking for at the plague house. He just knew, right?
Yes.
Why did he go to the plague house first? Why did he have... the time he had the run-in with the flood troll, why was he there at all?
It's interesting. I asked him that too, and he wouldn't tell me.
Do you know anything else about this flood troll?
No, I know that they travel usually in pairs, but they're rarely seen around here.
Do I know what a flood troll is? Like, could you tell us?
Have we ever seen one before?
I think trolls from that region.
You could roll a knowledge
nature.
Yeah, knowledge nature for that.
I don't have that.
I do have that one.
I do. 16.
And you're very knowledgeable.
18.
Ooh.
Yeah, all right, so Lork, it makes sense where Lork used to be an adventurer.
Yeah, Lork was out, yeah, when he was younger. Out and about.
They're like they're not like rare, but they're also not, you don't see them all the time. They're not very common trolls. They're like mutated runts of... other type of trolls. They lurk mainly among the craggy hills of Belxen, Varesia, and other wild lands of northern Avistan. They're totally not indigenous to this area, which gave good reason why Roderick would be like, what the fuck?
Hmm.
And it saw Roderick and took off.
Go ahead.
I don't have anything.
Now, at the Ramble House,
yes,
we had a chance to look at the guest log.
Yes.
And we saw that a nameless man had checked in right after, or right before Roderick had, and were a bit suspicious of this.
Well, you should be.
Did Roderick mention anything about a man on his tail?
No. Never said anything like that.
Does the name Malira ring a bell?
No. I believe it's an orc name, but it sounds orcish, but I don't know a Malira.
Very, very pretty.
And Roderick never spoke of any other people besides his love, Brynja.
You ever had any dealings with anyone from Freedom Town or ever been to Freedom Town?
No, when I escaped the tribe, I came straight here and have never left.
Hmm.
As you can see, I have many sores.
And,
yes.
What do you know about Brynja?
I know she must be completely heartbroken. They were in love, and now her life is over, and she must start anew. But I know he loved her dearly, and...
You know, just because she doesn't have a man in her life doesn't mean she has to... Her life is over.
You're right. I guess I'm just old-fashioned.
I like that, Gormley.
I also don't like being corrected by a woman!
Oh, Jesus.
How do you like being corrected by a scorpion?
Oh, jeez. All right, we attack.
Sarah's like, no pets in the clamor.
How long do you plan on staying low for, Katresra? What is your game plan?
It's funny you should ask that. I don't have a game plan. I was hoping that something like this would happen where someone would take the charge because... Until you guys came along, everyone just assumed suicide. But I knew it wasn't.
Why here? Why did you flee to Clamor?
I knew I could be safe here with my half-orc brethren, or sistren. Mm.
Is there anything else Roderick might have said to you that seemed out of character, suspicious the day before he died?
No.
All right. Well, off to the Plague House.
Cue Plague House music.
I think should we check in with Halgra or Jagrin or anything before we head there? Or
well,
see
I know Lork
see
doesn't,
if we can get any intel.
I know Lork doesn't trust Jagrin. I'm not opposed to going to the Longhouse and, I don't know, looking at Roderick's room or something. But the guy is, he's a dick, Jagrin. So, I just don't know. I mean, it could be worth talking about. I'll keep my mouth shut.
How far out is the Plague House? Do we need to have any type of rations or traveling supplies, or is it pretty close just outside the walls?
It's not too far. You can definitely get there before nightfall. But if there's any indication that there's some shit going on there, you guys want to make sure you're fully stocked just in case shit goes down, like healing potions or whatever you need.
Now, I'm slightly suspicious of Jagrin, and I would like to know more what he knew about Brynja and if he might be complicit in this. And I don't really see anything coming out of Jagrin besides anger, if we bring up Brynja.
And lies.
Anger and lies.
But it could be worth talking to him. He might slip up.
It's up to you guys. I'm also cool with going to the playcast.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm all for moving this forward and getting some action.
Getting out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, okay. Before we had this huge break and this lead on the Plague House, what were the other leads that we talked about? We talked about Jagrin, and I feel like there was one other one that I'm like forgetting right now. Did we didn't have anything? Well, we have the journal.
We talked about Halgra, but we don't know what she would have to offer us.
Yeah. So I guess it's either talk to Jagrin, who I don't know.
I'm starting to feel it with you that we should go see what was up at the Plague House, and then we can come back to Jagrin.
Yeah, I mean, one way to think about it is, well, I guess somebody already knows we're looking into it because they already tried to have us assassinated, so they could easily follow us to the Plague House and know that we're onto them.
Yeah, but I don't think we want to.
Assuming that that's related.
I don't think we want to. It might be worth not tipping anyone off unnecessarily that's what we're doing.
Right, and that's what I'm thinking. Like, we might not want to... If Jagrin is somehow, like you said, complicit in this, or... I mean, I'm not, like, certain that the guy would sell out his family and his town and his firstborn son, but it just seems like, why alert anyone to it?
Well, let's get ready up to saddle up and ride into sunset.
Regulators...
Regulators!
Well, I don't really have any gold. I mean, I'm not like a rich man. I can't just like buy healing potions.
Are you rich in love?
No.
I got some news for you. I'm a rich girl, and I'm broke. I have some money. I can get us ready. I think we should buy fire supplies or acid or something to kill a troll in case we run across a flood troll.
Yeah. We also have to worry about disease.
Yeah. Well, I can... You know what? Well, we can... If you want to like... set out in the morning, I can like prepare spells to help.
Can you would you be able to prepare like a remove disease? Is that a low level spell?
Yeah, I think I have some kind of disease thing.
Maybe this is a podcast, this isn't the right time.
I have diagnosed disease. So if you do get a disease, I can tell you what it is.
He's sick.
Yeah. You have the flu. Well, because right now I have command and bless prepared.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I think we should definitely, well, you know, resting up is always a good idea.
You guys could rest up, go, and then tomorrow morning go out, do your shopping, do everything you need to do, and be at the Plague House by, you know, the next day, afternoon, early evening, or... out of the morning, depending on how much stuff you want to do.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we need to do anything, right?
No.
In town.
No.
We could just get up and go at dawn to the Plague House, couldn't we? The only thing is, you know, well, I guess we really did fight back that assassination attempt last night, which would lead you to believe they're not going to have another one ready for tonight. Right?
You could all sleep in your armor.
No. Nope, that's impossible.
No. Again, I think there's a rule that, like...
You cannot sleep in armor.
Right.
You can sleep in light armor, I think.
Oh, I can? Oh, excellent.
But then you still wake up, like, fatigued.
Yeah, you wake up fatigued.
It's kind of absurd to, like, lay down in, like, a full set of, like, steel armor.
So, yeah. I think we should get ready to, you know, maybe stop by a store and then get some rest and have, prepare some spells. But I think before we leave, we all have something to say to Katreshra.
I trust this guy.
Who's gonna take the lead on this one?
Katreshra,
don't leave town.
You look over, Katreshra's shaking his head, and meanwhile, Sarah and a grin are scissoring again.